be something else.
Are you kidding? Getting him up that early?
Everybody has to change their habits. We do have a guy that's tonight too. The truth is, I want to take. So I really want to start from go backtrack a little bit to Ayin Zayin and Aleph, because I learned something. I have to learn something in Bavli, in Shabbos in Bavli, over the week yesterday, which changed my whole view of this Yerushalmi here, a Ritva about this Yerushalmi here. I mean, let's just do the Gemara again. This is standard Gemara we've had already many times. We commented when we had it Thursday night. This we've had already many times in the Yerushalmi. Mak shiroi sa mishkan. What kind of shir was there in the mishkan? Shir kushim is meisarim. They used to tie down the cables which held the curtains in place. Lo l'shoi. So ask the Gemara, was it not temporary? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, mikem shiroisim v'chayim al piyadibor. Since they would travel and park based on God's say-so, so every time they planted themselves would be permanent, because they wouldn't know, maybe they wouldn't travel for another 19 years like they had in Kaddish. So that was considered permanent. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun says, Mikavon, since since God promised them to take them into Eretz Yisrael, was considered temporary. Now, I always thought, the several other times we had this Gemara, that the Yerushalmi ends with a question. Which we don't know why you require permanence. Right? In fact, Yerushalmi assumes, like the Bavli, you require permanence, but we don't know what that permanence is. Well, now I know better. The Ritva says on Masechet Shabbos, and in the beginning of Perek Abona, the 12th Perek, he says, the Yerushalmi does not require Miskayim in any Melach on Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam paskins that way. The Rashi there, in the beginning of Perek Abona, paskins a conventional way that a Melach has to be Miskayemes, meaning it's got to be permanent. If you make a knot, if you build something, it's got to be a permanent knot, it's got to be a permanent building. The Ritva brings down that Yerushalmi doesn't hold that way. Yerushalmi holds as long as the knot or the building will last until Shabbos is over, that's sufficient. You're ready, Chayev. And the Rambam, doubtless on the basis of the Yerushalmi, paskins that way. The Rambam paskins, if you do any melacha, and the melacha will be for permanent, not permanent, but it will stand the day of Shabbos. Until Shabbos is over, that you're chayev.
So your permanent is 19 years, it lasted 19 years, so it wasn't temporary at all.
No, the Lord rejects that. Mar says, "Mikem chiyiftil in a makom shu machlitz al oret kimishi l'shoa." Since they were imminently on the verge of going to Eretz Yisrael, so there was no permanence in the midbar, and therefore melacha does not have to be permanent on Shabbos. So therefore, the degree of miskayim which is necessary in order to be chayav on Shabbos is not the degree of miskayim of permanence, like the Rashi learns it, absolute permanence, or permanence for a year or 10 years or whatever, but rather permanence just means that it will last until Shabbos is over. That's it. Last for the day, and that's sufficient. Okay? So had I not seen that Ritva, I would not have understood that, but I happen to have seen that Ritva, and that's in fact, is clearly what the Yerushalmi holds. Okay? Once we started there, let's continue from there. All right, Pinchas, or Pinchas says, they learned, how do we know the concept of tying? That people used to sew the curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. From there they learned, nifsak, if a thread snapped, toyakosh, they would tie it. Chazim nifsak, if it snapped again, lasos kshorim kshorim yefshar. It's not possible, it's not right to make two knots because it becomes obvious, right? The weave is imperfect. Rather, el chazim matas rishon, you undo the first one, and you somehow splice together. So Yerushalmi is about to say, you undo the first knot, you splice together the ends. Rabbi Chizkiya said, "Hayin chay to umna." That's what we say. An expert tailor, mavla train reisha, he splices the ends together. You know, it's called invisible weaving, when you're able to weave stuff together without having knots. So that's how they used to do it if they used to have two knots. Right, one knot they could stand. Two knots they couldn't do, but in the case of two knots they would splice. Haida amaida, Where do we learn this out from? We learned this out from the people who wove the arios. Again, it's a repetition. That's where we learn out the malach of shira, kosher. Matam. How do we know that they have to splice? Because it says orech hariya achas, the length of one curtain. Now we dash not ha'achas to mean that you have to splice and not tie two knots in one place. Kadesh take kulo achas. It's all got to be look as one. It's got to look uniform and nice. So if two knots come together, it doesn't look nice. That's why nifsak, if you had one rip or your kosher, right, then you would tie it. Became a chiamagia orig when you would reach a weave. Have a shor leumayla, he would undo it and push it in. Now it's not clear exactly what they're going on. I think it's a grand case where there are two knots, and the Ushami's just repeating itself, and it's saying that if there are two knots, then you would undo one and splice it into whatever's next to it. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Ravuna said, "Afilu erev sheba, even in the erev." Now a weave has two parts: the warp and the woof, right? The erev is the
I was getting mixed up. Which is the erev?
I think the erev is the one which is on the loom. The one which is on the loom. They're thinner threads, and they're much easier to snap. The one which you throw back and forth across the loom, right? The shuttle, it's a thicker thread. Because it has to, you know, you throw it. So you throw it, it has to be stronger. So there, it's much more less likely to break and snap. So there, it's not such a big chiddush that there are no knots or ties or splices in that, because it doesn't break so easily. But the erev, meaning the stuff on the loom, it's very thin thread. So since it's thinner thread, it's much likelier to snap. So therefore, the Yerushalmi says, even the erev, even that which is on the loom, it never snapped. Okay, it always looked uniform. Lo eba keshev lo tiyomis. He argues the previous Gemara says they never had any knots, and they never had any tiyomis means like a double thread. In other words, that I guess was stuck together and looked funny. Tana Rabbi Yeshu. We learned Rabbi Yeshu said chosur shel tamarim. If you have, we had this in the Bavli too. If you have a wrapper around a fruit or vegetables made out of date branches, upamaya shel tamarim, the same thing. Patilia shel tamarim, the same thing. If you have a basket full of dates, korea umatzi, you can rip it open on Shabbos. Uvachol iksho, as long as you don't tie it again, because if you tie it again, we're afraid that the knot will be a kesher shel kayama. It'll be a permanent knot. Okay, v'yeshchok sherim she'en chayov in lehem. There are other knots which are not chayav on them. And they are not like the knot made by a camel driver, the knot made by a ship's captain, such as, for example, kosheres isha miftachei chaluk. A woman can tie the openings to her robe. Right, they didn't have buttons in the old days, right? I mean, they did, but not all the time. So she used to have ties on the front of her robe, so she could tie and untie those. The chute isvarish and piskin knows that she had a belt which held her tichel down, so she's allowed to tie that belt. Rutsuos mina, allowed to tie her shoe straps, with sandal or your sandal straps. But know this, you should be allowed to tie your containers of wine and oil clothes. Ukter shabos, they used to have a leather top they used to tie on a meat pot. But you could even tie a knot on your barn to prevent your animal from leaving, or on the opening to your corral, to prevent your animal from leaving the pen on Shabbos. The shushalo tates, in order it shouldn't go out. Koshin tliba piskia, when it's allowed to tie a bucket for a well with a belt, avalobichevo, now with a rope. The reason I now to use a rope is according to Chachomi, because we're afraid you're going to leave the rope there. You're going to be mevatel the rope, because ropes are made to hold up buckets, right? So you're going to leave it there, and the knot which you tied on Shabbos will end up being a Kesher Shokayom are permanent knots, so therefore we don't let you use ropes. Rabbeinu Matir, Rabbeinu says it's permissible. Klam Rabbeinu said general principle. Kol Kesher She'enu Shokayom, a knot which is not a permanent knot, ain chayav in love, there is no chiv, there is no issur d'oraisa in making a knot. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Chizkiya said, b'mafteach imra, it's a zivin toy about the opening of the seam, shumad biko lechaluk, which connects it to the robe. That was a very big chiddush, she's saying. The truth is that she really draw it.
Let's see if I can.
I have paper here.
What are credit card receipts good for if not for drawing pictures? It's a useless piece of paper in existence.
Here you have. Here's a robe.
Oops.
Okay, there's the robe. Here's the opening in front. Now, the way it was made is that there were two knots. There was a knot which knotted. Here's, let's say, a hole and another hole, a hole and another hole. Okay. So you would what would happen is that you would have a string which would come through from the back of the garment to the front over here, and another string coming through from the back of the garment to the front over here, and he would tie it there. And the same thing with the bottom hole, right? But there was another knot in here which held the string in place in the hole inside the garment. Is that clear? Yeah, this string in place. But if I have a string coming out of my shirt, so to tie it to the other side, I would need a knot inside the shirt to hold the string out so it doesn't slip out, and I need another knot to tie it across, right? So what he's saying is, it's poshut. You can tie and untie the knot which holds it across. That's poshut. You can even undo the knot, right, which holds it inside the shirt. You can. That's his chiddush. That's the same. Right. I might say that's what it's saying here. That you might say that's a kesher shokayoma. Chiddush is that it's derech to take it out from time to time, and therefore it's not a kesher shokayoma. It's a very big chiddush. That's what I'm saying. It is a very big chiddush. Okay. But that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Amrachis kabin mafteach imra. Even if the knot, which is the opening to the seam, shumat biko lecholuk, which connects the string to the shirt, even that one she's allowed to do and unto. Am Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'mafteh choluk shasui k'min shtei dapim." Now this is talking about a case where the garment is made in two sections. In other words, shtei dapim means here, two parts here and there. So therefore, she's frequently tying and untying it. So therefore, the rationale is that she's going to. It's not never considered permanent knot. That's why she's allowed to do it, undo it. Okay. Says more further. Nishbitu retuos mino besanda. If your shoelaces or your sandal laces came out, noitel mouse, you can take them, put it back. As long as you don't make the permanent knot. Now again, this is the knot which is holding the lace to the sandal. Right? We only have one lace. We only have one knot in our shoelaces, but they had another knot to hold it in place. So that knot you're not allowed to make, because that knot is a permanent knot, okay? There it's not, there when they take it off, they never take off that knot, and therefore you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. Have a chodmo shenishmat. Now what if the in the sandal, you know, we had this back in the Bavli, but this is the sole of the sandal, and here you have the thing which holds the strings in place, right? And you put the strings through here and tie them in the middle, right? So what happens if this chotem comes out? This thing is called the chotem, literally means a nose. But here it protrudes from the sole of the sandal. So what if that comes out, can you put it back? So it seems like you can put them back if they come out. So chod mishnishmat is tani tani mutzal lafsir. Those who said you can't put it back. Is tani tani. Those who said the also lafsir, you can't put it back. I'm boiling maybe the one say mandam or mutter. One that says you're allowed to put it back, but she'esh po nekev echad. When it's got one hole, but not this hole. so that when there's one hole here on the bottom, it, this goes into one hole in the base of the shoe. Okay? There's one hole which holds this in place. Is that clear? It's like
a slot.
A slot, right, one slot. So to put it back in one slot, that's okay. Why is that one slot? Because it seems like there, it's not, when even when it's in, it's not fixed because it's easy to pull in and out. Mandamar also, he said, now I don't know how it looks when it had a double slot, but somehow there was in a case where there's two slots going through, so then it's much more permanent, and therefore now I have to put it back on Shabbos. Okay? Again, I don't know the scenario because I don't know what kind of sandal we're talking about, but somehow the one slotted one is okay, the two slotted one is also. Okay? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef Berberibun, Rabbi Yosef Berberibun said, Bainzeh, Bainzeh. It's okay. Like the pin which holds that has two holes, it's still mutter. Okay, even if there's two slots, it's still mutter. Mal kedun. So what's the difference between the two brises? The one which says mutter, one which says aser. Mother Moti says you're allowed to put back the chotem. Is beruffin when you put it back and it's easily removable. Literally means soft. Mandamar of Osir, he says Osir, it's about futim when they're tightly squeezed in, and then of course it's Osir because that becomes permanent. So even though there's no knot, if it's tightly squeezed into the slot, so then it's Osir no matter how many slots there are, one or two, makes no difference. Okay? Ask Gemara, Ma chok and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? To the argument of Elazar ben Yaakov, now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you recall, said in the Mishnah, and one is allowed to tie the opening to a pen or a corral on Shabbos. Now, this is a pretty big, the reason why this is a chiddush, because you actually are tying a rope onto the ground. Not the ground directly, but onto a fence, which is mechubar lekarka. So it's a much bigger chiddush to allow that, because that might be considered to become parts of the ground, and it might be somehow to load a bonnet. Right, because you're really building into the ground a barrier, so that's a big chiddush b'matirin. At least be also the rabbanan. That's what the Gemara asks. Do chachomim argue Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So we might have taught even that which you learned. Now this gears is messed up here. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, the second line from the bottom brings down the proper gears up. Pnei Moshe on the other outer side of the page, the outer side of the page. The small print. The second line from the bottom. Modim Chachon Lar Meir. You see this was the second line towards the end. Modim Chachon Lar Meir. Do you have it? Yeah. All right, just listen. Yeah, it is very small print. Modin Chachomin right Meir. Chachomin could see the point right in Meir. Bechotomot Shebekarka, when you have seals in the ground. Shemefak Bekin, you're allowed to loosen them, which are ropes connected to the ground. You're allowed to loosen them. Umatirin Umafkin, and you're allowed to sever them. And Mafkin means break apart the strands. Avalo Chotchim, you're not allowed to cut them. Now that's on Yotif. Ube Shabbos, a child's fakim, you're allowed to loosen umatir and undo. Avalo mafkin, but you're not allowed to loosen the strands, lo chotrim, and you're not allowed to cut. Shevet kelim, if the ropes are attached to vessels, be Shabbos matir, on Shabbos you're allowed to untie. Vein tzoruch ma'ir b'yotif, it goes without saying that you're allowed to do that on Yotif. Now that's the going back to the Gemara. Hadar Mara is the top now of 155 of Ayin Ches, the second line. Hadar Mara, this teaches us, Ein Choker of Elazar ben Yaakov, you don't want them to argue with Elazar ben Yaakov, obviously they argue, because they're Machmir on Shabbos. They said on Shabbos, you can't loosen the strands on the rope. Now from this we learn that a rope which is mechubar lekarka, chachamim are machmir. They said he can't loosen it. He said, you can untie it, but you can't cut it, nor can you loosen the strands. Says the Gemara, hey, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, can even tie a rope onto the ground. You can certainly do anything you want in order to get out, off the ground, literally off the fence or off whatever it's connected to. So it must be Rabbanan arguing Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They have to argue. Because if they don't argue, how can they we have the how can they have all these chumras? If you only allowed to tie a rope which is lying on the ground onto a fence or a post on Shabbos, so by definition you should be allowed to untie it or undo it or do anything you want with it. If we see limitations to how you're allowed to untie it or undo it, it must be that you're not allowed to place it there, and that Chachamim argued with Elazar ben Yaakov. So it's actually b'tmiyah, the Gemara is saying. Adam Ra in Choker Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, you want to say that they don't argue with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, they must argue with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Says one, no. Rabbi Yippur, Rabbi Yippur said, Bechevel Shachul Umas Nisin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov never allowed you to put the rope up on Shabbos begin with. He said it's already through a slot. Right? Shachul means threaded, or we like a needle, like when you thread a needle, means it's already threaded into a slot. Then he said, Bechevel Shumashuch, are you allowed to tie it? But not allowed to take one from scratch and put it into a hole in the ground. So it's a very interesting halacha. You can't take a... I don't know if the Bavli brings this down even. You're not allowed to take a rope which is lying on the ground and put it into a post or fence and tie that post or fence, tie an opening shut on Shabbos. Because it looks like you're making a Kesher Shokayoma. It looks like you're building. So therefore, all you're allowed to do is if it's already slotted, already threaded through a slot, you're allowed to tie it. And that's why also the limitations vice versa. When you come to undo it, you're allowed to untie it. You're allowed to loosen it, but you're not allowed to cut it, nor are you allowed to break apart the strands of the rope, because that looks too much like makalka. Okay? Says one for the Bepiski, I have a little bechevel. It says when you fix a bucket, you're allowed to fix it with a belt, but you're not allowed to fix it with a rope. Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible. Ha Rabbanan Ralo, sounds like Rabbanan does not matir this. So how could this be? Rabbanan generally more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. So it says more. It really, Rabbanan hold the same way. El begin the tina karmais of Shem Yehuda. Since the beginning, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda tina of ha'acha of hada b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Here too, we said the same name Rabbi Yehuda. But really, Rabbanan agreed to it as well. That you're only allowed to tie on Rabbanan more machmir. I'm sorry, Rabbanan more machmir. And Rabbanan certainly should only allow you to use a belt. Now the truth is, the Bavli holds. Bavli in this sugya says Rabbanan don't require you to use a belt. They allow you to use a rope. Bavli is a whole cheshbon. Why Rabbanan would not machmir in this case? But according to Yerushalmi, says no. If Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, then also Rabbanan are going to be machmir. If Rabbi Yehuda holds you only allowed to use a belt to fix your bucket, because otherwise if you use a rope, we're afraid you're going to lose the rope. You leave the rope there. So certainly Rabbanan hold the same way. So why it's only say Rabbi Yehuda says use a belt, not Rabbanan? So says Yerushalmi. Since the beginning, the Mishnah said that's Rabbi Yehuda. Tzinin of Adav B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned this name Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda said general principle. Kol kesher sheino shel kayama, any knot which is not permanent, ain chayavin alo, you're not chayav for it. Rabbi Shmuel Shem Rabbi Zira said, kini mas nisa, this is what our Mishnah is meant to say. Kol kesher sheino shel kayama, and not just that it's not permanent, but v'lishah, you intend only to leave it there temporarily. You need tzuchumra. It's not enough that it's not a permanent knot. It also has got to be that you're only going to leave it there temporarily. And chayav in love, you're not chayav on it. Okay?
That's what you just quoted.
Yes. You know, I tried to stall till you got here. Because I had a very important thing to say at the beginning, and you missed it. Tell them what we said. The Rambam passed away. The written what? We're under the impression that that's a chumah de rabbanan in the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi holds that Yerushalmi, which had so many times already about it, that since they were going to Eretz Yisrael, it was always considered temporary. So the Ritva says that the Yerushalmi meets the Pascha Aloch Lamaisa, your Chayiv de Araisa on Malocha, even if it's only for that Shabbos. Boneh, Kosher, any of those Malochas, even if the permanence is defined only for that Shabbos alone. So that's sufficient to be Mechayev you. And the Rambam Paschal is that way, based on the Yerushalmi. That where Miskayim is only Shaito. Miskayim is even without Shabbos. And the truth is that this, I have this, what Dr. Spadella just pointed out, that this Yerushalmi is really referring back there. It says, it's got to be Lashua. Because even September 9th, if it's going to last the end of Shabbos, then you're transgressive to Raisa. So it's got to be a knot, which by definition is not made to last the end of Shabbos. It's a fascinating thing, because Lechori would have to untie her shoes before Shabbos ends. Or your tie. The Bendel for Glee, the Taka people are machmir on that, not the tie. Not the tie at Mincha. Yeah, Mincha and Shabbos afternoon. Which would be like the Yerushalmi. But I don't know, Taka don't know. Now I think about it, I mean, according to Yerushalmi, how can you, the Chori, you have to untie your shoe before Shabbos ends? We have to tie it very loose. So the Yerushalmi obviously all wear slip or wear slip-ons.
But they're both is right.
That's why. That's a chassid wear slip-ons. Yeah. Not just a lot of people wear slip-ons on Shabbos for that reason. But you see, I mean, they did wear tie shoes on Shabbos because they talk about if the lace came out. Yeah, there are people talking about machmir not to tie ties on Shabbos. Yeah, a lot of people leave their ties tied from before Shabbos. But obviously, we hold that if it's a kesher which is not made, the truth is, I'm being facetious. The Yerushalmi would tell us you have to untie the knot before Shabbos ends. Such a tremendous chiddush, a mind-boggling chiddush. The Yerushalmi would hold that you have to untie a knot before Shabbos, then the Yerushalmi should mention it. So it means really, really, when the Yerushalmi says that if it's miskayim for Shabbos, it's a malacha, it must mean that if the intent was to make something to last all that time, or alternately, like you said before, the intent is to make it last for 24 hours. One of those two things. So if you intended to make something which is going to transcend Shabbos, or intended to make something which is going to transcend 24 hours, it must be something along those lines, because otherwise Yerushalmi would have told us you have to untie your Shabbos. And of course, it doesn't say anything of that sort. The Kabbalah is okay. When it's allowed to fold garments, I feel like I have a chamisha parmim, even four or five times. Umatzia, it's not considered to be ironing, and that's okay. Or Umatzia Samitos, when it's allowed to make one's beds. Milele Shabbos Shabbos, from Friday night for Shabbos morning. Avalomi Shabbos Motzei Shabbos, when it's now allowed to make beds from Shabbos. In preparation for Motzei Shabbos, that's the Sirvah Chona. Avishmol Mer Makabas Ke Matzia Samitos, when it's allowed to fold garments and make beds. Yom Kippur l'Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Friday. We're allowed to do it in honor of Shabbos, which is going to come out on Saturday, and vice versa. If Shabbos comes out on Shabbos and Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, so then Chelve Shabbos, the leftover fats from the korbanos are sacrificed on Shabbos, craving Yom Kippur can be sacrificed Yom Kippur. Now, Kiva Mer, no. Lo shel Shabbos kreim shiyom kippurim, lo shiyom kippurim kreim Shabbos. They are similar kedusha Shabbos yom kippur, and therefore one cannot sacrifice korbanos of Shabbos yom kippur nor of yom kippur on Shabbos. The Veis Rabbi Yannai Amri, the As Rabbi Yannai, they said kippur b'shnayim oser. For two people to fold the garment together is oser. Why? Because that's much more effective in taking out the creases, and taking out the creases on Shabbos looks like misakin, like fixing the garment. So therefore, that's also. So two people couldn't fold a tablecloth on Shabbos.
So it's not a concept of
say, no, it's only the Rabbanon. It's Mechsik and Misaki. What? You're not supposed to fold it back on the same creases. Not supposed to. Because that's like ironing. That's not, it's not stated explicitly in our Gemara, but that's what, you're not supposed to fold on the same crease. Right, you're supposed to. That's why a lot of people don't fold their talis till after Shabbos is over. Okay, Rabbi Chagim Shem Rashu Bar Nachman said, "Aim a copy of Shabbos Shnayim was not allowed to fold with two people on Shabbos, like we just mentioned. And I eat them a couple of so if you spread something out on a bench and you fold like that, command in the train. It's like two people. So it's smoothly on a bench and then fold it. It's the same answer. Okay." Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said, amazing Gemara. Ready for this one, guys? It's worth coming tonight just for this Gemara. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel said, what? Rishayna Rishuva Nagel said, Lo Nitnu Shabbos is your entire Elu Achilo Shtia. The others are eating, we have Shabbos is to eat and drink. So why how you allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos? It's a bit to lachila. How you allowed to learn Torah? So he says, Ayidei shapeh mas shapeh zeh masriach. Since if you were eating and drinking all day, your mouth would be repugnant. So therefore, itilo lasok ve'em b'divrei Torah. They're matir to learn Torah on Shabbos.
This ties with where Shalom had brothers, another person wanted 2 mouths.
2 mouths, right. This is a similar idea. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, actually. And now there's a different gears here. The Kikar La'oden brings down the Kikar La'oden brings down a gears here from Sefer Chassidim that said meaning that a person learns all week. So it's difficult for tariach means a custom. Means a person learns all week, it's difficult for him to refrain from learning on Shabbos. Of course, we would not have this problem. But in days of Tanuim and Avavim, they were so used to learning, so you take away from learning, how can they refrain from learning? So therefore, they were matir them to learn on Shabbos. But it's preferable to eat and drink. Fundamental machlokas here. He says, Lo nitnu shabbos is yom tovim, elo lasuk ben medivrei Torah. The Shabbos you have given to learn Torah. Masnisa Messiah, ben ladein, ben ladein. We have a brisa, which is arrived for either one of them. Ketzarosa, what does it say in the brisa? And this is in the Bavli and Pesachim. O Yoshev Ochel, O Yoshev Ochel, O Yoshev Ochel. You do either one or the other. Right? That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita in Pesachim. That O Lashem, O Lachem. Either or. Right? Kasu Vechor Aymer, because one pasuk says, Shabbos Hu Lashem. It's a Shabbos for God. Kasu Vechor Aymer, Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. That's a time mistake, I think. Yeah. The Carbon Ada says, I just glossed over it. Carbon Ada says, Hongi Garcia, Kosov Echoroim, Atzeres Tielochem. One Pasuk says it's for God, and one Pasuk says it's for you, right?
Atzeres here refers to Shabbos.
Atzeres refers to Shavuos. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's the same thing, okay? Again, so one way of reconciling it, this but Yerushalmi is a bit cryptic. But one way of reconciling it is the way the Yerushalmi said, either or. Either you eat, drink, and make merry the whole day, or you learn all day. Either or, right? There's another pshat, which is with pshat for that. That's Rabbi Eliezer in the Bavli. The other pshat is Rabbi Shua's pshat. Okay, so how do you reconcile two? Ten chelik tamar Torah v'chelik lechov lishtos. Divide in half. Learn half the day and eat and drink the other half of the day. Amar Abbo, Rabbo said Shabbos Lashem. Another drush. What does Shabbos Lashem mean? Shvos kashem. Rest like Hashem did. What Hashem rests from? Makosh Baruch Hu Shavas. What Hashem rests from? Mimaimer. The rest of the week he was talking, right? He made the heavens and earth by Dibor, right? So Shabbos he started to stop talking. Af Ach voice Mimaimer. So too, you should stop talking on Shabbos. And two understandings there. One is that you shouldn't talk Sichas Chulin. You shouldn't talk Dvarim B'Talim. The other is that you shouldn't talk about things which have to do with after Shabbos. Because of Achon. And that ties into the next Gemara. Maisa B'Chosid Eches and Maisa certain pious individuals brought down the Bible as well. She Yotza L'Tiyo B'Karma B'Shabbos. He went out to walk in his vineyard on Shabbos. V'Goh Hashem Pirta. And he saw the breach in the wall. The Chashav the Gojo, and he thought, he had a mind to make a fence on it. Motzoi Shabbos, summer after Shabbos over, he said, Hoi v'chashavti l'gadro, since I thought to make a fence around it, any Gojo lomis, I'm not going to make a fence on it at all. In other words, since I thought about it on Shabbos, he didn't even talk, he thought. But he was more machmir on himself. Ma polo, Kosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem do for him? Zimen lo sukkah. He brought for him there a branch. Sukkah in Aramaic means a branch. He brought for him a branch. Achas shel nitzpa of a caper tree. V'olas l'socha, and it grew in that breach. the God Dartor and fenced off his vineyard, and we met him from that caper tree, and Nizon, he himself ate, we met him, his pious and really made a living, Kol Yom of his entire life. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Midoichak, only with great difficulty, Tira they matter, Lishol Shom Shabbos is to greet other people on Shabbos. Why? Because it's unnecessary. Instead, you should be, according to the one version, learning. According to the other version, be stuffing food into your face. But, no, it didn't say sleep. It said eat and drink. It didn't say sleep. So the bottom line is that there was very difficult to be matter, even greeting people on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Chir Bar Bar Rishim Bar Yochai. Amazing Gemara. When he saw his mother talking too much, Hava Omar La, he said to her, Ima Shuvsoi, Mom, it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos, can't talk too much. Okay? Tani, we learned. Usli Votzrocha B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to make requests on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Zir Shor Bechia, Barba, Mao Mema Ro'enu Parnesenu. Can you say the fourth Baruch on bench? Right, because in the fourth Baruch on bench, he mentions Reinu of, how does it say? You all know, but it says Reinu is the name of Parnesenu. It says Parnesenu there. It says Parnesenu there. No. Says Ugmalanu Gomlani Gomlani Lot. Mechino Chesrachim Erev Atzlol Atzola Atzloch Abrochav Yisur Nechma Parnasav Chalkolor. Don't say Parnasenu. Rachman Parnasenu Bechavur. You think about Rachman for a sin b'chavah. That's what he was asking on. He was asking the fourth bracha. The truth is, as you all know, the Gro wouldn't say the Rachman on Shabbos, because that's Taka asking. His shiloh was on the fourth bracha. Can you say the fourth bracha, right? And at that he answered him, Amar Leis, so he said, Toifis brachas kachu. That's the standard form of a bracha. That's the heter. The heter is a standard for a bracha you're allowed to make even though it has requests in it. Is it in Rachim? They took it out of the art scroll. It's a plot. No, it's in Rachim, not in. Okay, so it's not the fourth bracha. Okay, my mistake. I apologize. Okay, Sham Levagadnu. So he wasn't asking about the fourth bracha. He asked about the third bracha. By Rachel. So the Shayat, can you say that on Shabbos? So it says Amar Amar Leis, he said, Toifis Brachas Kachu. Yes, because that's the standard Nusach. In other words, you don't change the standard Nusach of Brachas on Shabbos. And the truth is, that's really why we say Lokai Netzor. Lokai Netzor, right, has. All those things are requests. Although I guess maybe I can say they're not parnosa requests. So maybe they're not the same. What? None of them are. So scratch that. But, bad example. But so the question, just ignore that comment. So the question is about benching. So he says benching with Mati because that's the standard bracha. And they didn't tap with the bracha just because it's Shabbos. Now, again, as I mentioned, that's only the brachas part, right? That's why the Gro wouldn't say the rachamans, which are not part and parcel of the brachas. Okay? Tani, we learned Medichin Kaisis, when it's allowed to rinse cups, Vika'ogais, and plates, with tamchuyim, and pots, or not pots, tureens, from, because they're not for cooking, but rather for serving. Milele Shabbos Lushachris, from Friday night to use Shabbos morning. Mishachris Chatzoyim, from Shabbos morning to use in the afternoon. Mechatzos from the early afternoon, mincha for late afternoon. Mina mincha lamala, but to wash your vessels from mincha and on is also, why is that? Because it's tzachona, right? You're preparing, right? Uvakosos, however, cups you're allowed to rinse even after shalosh shuris, because you ain't falashtia. There's no set times for drinking, so they might always be necessary. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, a famous Gemara from several places in Shas, not really relevant here, but you know, once it started talking about rinsing cups and plates, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeba, Shem, Rabbi Chiya, Barashi said, Isha Pikachas, a wise woman, Medira Kais Khan, she washes her a cup in one corner of the house, Kara Khan, a plate in another corner of the house, Tamchui Khan, a tureen in another corner of the house, Neem says, Rabbet says, Beitzim Shabbos, that way she tamps down the dirt in her house on Shabbos, even though it's also to tamp directly, because this sort of Ashvui Gubos, but here you do it indirectly, and that's okay. Rabbi Zeba, Shem, Rabbi Chista said, Yom Kippurim Shechali is typo here, it should be Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, ain't talking, we don't blow shofar. In the old days, when Shabbos began, they used to blow shofar. So here you don't blow. Similarly, if Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, L'Arach Shabbos Hei Madili, don't make Avdol Motzei Shabbos. Says Marmak, Rabbi Akiva, Sadek Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same Kedusha. So it must be that there's no distinction between them. So this must be going like Rabbi Akiva. That's why there's no blowing of shofar before, nor Avdol afterwards. Yom Kippur either precedes or follows Shabbos. Says Mar, no. Barak Rabbi Shmuel Mavdil. However, like Rabbi Shmuel, you would make Avdolah from, at least you should make Avdolah from after Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur, there's a kula. What's a kula? Shekein Chavit, Shabbos came Yom Kippur. You can sacrifice the remaining making blowing shofar. The Shami asked why you don't blow, why not make Avdolah at the end. But you're right, the shofar we wouldn't blow. Okay? So Naaman says, no! I'm Rabbi Ezra, Kumi Rabbi Mon, I feel Rabbi Shmuel you have to. A very brilliant svara. He says, even like Shmuel, you're not going to make Avdolah. Why? Why did you want to make Avdolah? Klumu Mavi Alatilo Dovashoslo. The reason to make Avdolah is to say that which was also yesterday is mutter today. If you had to sacrifice the fats of Shabbos and Shabbos, Shema Shema in a mutters are not permissible. In other words, the fats you elaborate to sacrifice on Shabbos, you continue to be mutter to do it on Yom Kippur, but you're allowed to do it on Shabbos itself because it's Shabbos's korbanos, the ones that you're doing on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no point in making Avdolah. Avdolah is something which is also yesterday, mutter today. But the fats are korbanos sacrificed on Shabbos, so therefore they're mutter to sacrifice on Shabbos. They continue to be mutter the next day. So for that, you don't make Avdolah. Okay? It's not some not being matters. It's just continuation of yesterday's hatter. Yes, you're right. It's a special kula in Yom Kippur, he says, but it's not a distinction from the day before. Because you were sacrificing these fats yesterday, you continue to sacrifice them today. So there was no point in making Avdol. Now, Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi
Shmuel. No,
so that's the thing. Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, for Yavdol, should make Avdol. Shekachu motel adia kvashim shlokas, we learned in the Bavli, I think it was the Bavli, maybe it was Yerushalmi, I don't remember right, that when it's allowed to rinse, I think it was Yerushalmi, when it's allowed to, no, maybe, I don't remember. When it's allowed to rinse vegetables at Yom Kippur towards nightfall. We had two pshat there. One pshat was that it wasn't the Bavli. Rashi's pshat is because it makes you fast worse. Because you feel more akmas nefesh. Because here you are washing, rinsing your vegetables, you can't eat them. There was another pshat Mishraim that it was chazal or mekel on this in order to diminish the severity of the fast on you, because you can look forward to eating that evening. But be that as it may, now do that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's achona, and Chazal didn't permit that. Only Yom Kippur. So make Avdol in order to accent the difference that you're allowed to prepare vegetables and fruits as Yom Kippur is ebbing away from Motzei Yom Kippur, which now do on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael says, When are you going to make Avdolah? When is he allowed to start rinsing this? It's the next day, so you're going to make Avdolah Mutzoy Shabbos for what's Mutzoy for you the next afternoon? That doesn't make any sense. So he says, okay, for you have to make Avdolah. So make Avdolah the next day, Mincha time. And then before you start rinsing the vegetables for Mutzoy Yom Kippur, say Avdolah. Says Mara, listen, what after all are you going to say? Marashah, kos ain't kan, you have no wine, near ain't kan, you can't light a candle. But Mel Madhu, I didn't want to make Avdolah. So Rabbi Avun bitfila. I'll tell you what, may say Atochon Antonu. The bottom line is it never happens. Yom Kippur never follows Shabbos. But hypothetically, Dushami is saying that there would be a reason to make Avdolah in order to distinguish between the times when you're allowed to make fruits and vegetables in Yom Kippur and the day before on Shabbos when you were not allowed to prepare them. Yeah. Right. Maybe they didn't make them some even in the old days. Because the Yushami doesn't ask on that. It's a good point. They're briskers. They didn't make the bracha on Psalmim Motzai Shabbos. Okay. Says Adjulach Berke Lukshar. Kokis Ve'akodesh Matzino Tzamim Ne'ad Leika. Any holy writ was allowed to save on Shabbos because of a fire and was allowed to take him out into a mavli, which is doesn't have an eruv. Whether they have the type one is allowed to eat on Shabbos, whether the type one is not allowed to read on Shabbos. Afapi Shaksu Choloshim, though they're written in any language other than Hebrew. And also, even though they're written in any language, to in Gnizo, when that's put them in Shamus, if they're no good anymore. Mivnei Mayim Kurban, why now to read them on Shabbos? Mivnei Bitul Beisam Medrash. So you're allowed to read them on Shabbos. People not come to learn Torah because they go home and they listen. They read their art scroll Daniel and their art scroll Yechezkel or Ksuvim. Only Ksuvim is also their art scroll Dibra Yomi, and they never come to learn Torah. Okay, Mao Bench Korban Bench Korban. Now initially, more understood that whether you're allowed to read them or not doesn't have to do with Shabbos, but in general. So it says, what's the difference between what you're allowed to read and what you're not allowed to read? Ben Shiesh Ben Toyos, Ben Shein Ben Toyos. If it has too many mistakes, you're not allowed to read in it. But still, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. That's what it means. Recurring Ben means you're allowed to read it because it has less mistakes. Anchor Ben means not allowed to read it because they have too many mistakes. You can say both on Shabbos. Says Gemara, I don't understand. Oh no, it's not, I don't understand. Sorry, it's a riot. Sorry, apologize. Carbonated says Benikusa. But Taya, didn't we learn? Sefer Shiesh Bo Shtayim Mesholosh Toyos Bechol Daf Adaf. And this is a riot. That you're allowed even a book which has two or three mistakes in each and every column, Mitakta of a Koribo, you're allowed to fix it and allowed to read in it. Arba and Koribo, one which has four mistakes in every column, you're not allowed to read it. But anyway, it's still called a safer and you're allowed to save it. Min ma de tina mi bnei ma in Koribo ha mi bnei bitul beis ha-medrash. Says the Gemara, because it says in our Mishnah that the reason you're not allowed to read them is because of bitul beis ha-medrash. Hador ha-merah, this teaches us, Bain Turl and Avim, Kitzvei HaKodesh, that which is between Al Gurlin is like the Mashbiach. Nobody understands what's flying here, what the Gemara is talking about, but the Mashbiach says the Pshat. It's like this Lieberman has another Pshat, but I'm not, it's Mashbiach, so I think it's better. Between the Avim and between Tanakh, the portions of Tanakh in the scroll, when you made all Tanakh together, you'd have a blank column. Are you allowed to save that blank column? Does that blank column have Kedusha? You save it. Okay? The words, obviously you save. Question, let's say the words are all gone. All you have is a blank column. Can you save that blank column on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Okay? The book is burnt up besides for that. Can you save that blank column? Says where? No. Since it says, what are you allowed to save? The stuff which you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, even the stuff you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, because Mevalta Beis Medrash that you're allowed to save, that means at least stuff which you could theoretically read. Hador Maraz teaches that, however, Bain, that which is between Torah and Nevi'im, L'kisvei HaKodesh, between the two various different sections, the Torah to be in Kisvei HaKodesh, and Matzil HaNosom Min HaYadlaika, now to save that because of a fire. Why? Because it's not something you can read. Only something you can read you can save. Something you can read you can save, even if on Shabbos, for technical reasons, Chazal didn't allow you to read it. But it's got to be something which is readable, as opposed to blank space. No, look. And this is based upon Machlokas. When you touch that blank part, it's in Metame your hands. We know if you touch the actual part of the Sefer Torah, which is significant, it's certainly Metamir hands. The Machlokas is when you touch the empty spaces in Metamir hands. Matzil holds you can save it from a fire because it has Kedusha. Which holds that if you touch the blank, it's not Metamir hands. So he holds how to save it from a fire. Hey Sivun, so he has to catch like this. Is that true? Is that consistent? If you wrote the Hebrew text in Aramaic or any other language, it doesn't make an stomach. If you touch a translated Chumash, even if it's handwritten, it's not metame your hands, right? Because it's not the Kedusha of Hebrew. So if that's the case, then nonetheless we see you can save it from a fire. So too should say the same thing about the empty space between the Sforim, that even though it's not metame in the hands, should be allowed to save it from a fire, right? Says the Gemara, mean ma detzninan, for that which you learned, Avopi shiksumi cholosha tunik niza. The reason is because we find in the Mishnah that even though they're written in any language, they must be put in Gneza. That's the reason why you say from the Leka, because it has writing on it, and the writing has to be put in Gneza. But stuff which has no writing in it, technically speaking, I don't know if it requires Gneza or not. I'm assuming it does not. And there, but the bottom line is, since it says that explicitly, I mentioned that which is written b'chol lashon requires gneiza and is saved, means something which is not written at all, that's not saved at all. Okay, so the maskana is that which is between the sforim, if the whole sefer is burnt up already anyway, it's for fouling. All you have is the gvil. The empty parchment, you don't save the blank parchment on Shabbos. Okay, only stuff which has stuff written on it. What? We don't know, it's machlokas. No, even if it's not metame daim, it could be you would save it. Right, that's what Shami said. Because in English, as far as you could save, even though not metame daim. We don't know, we never resolve whether this is metame daim or not.
Now, what if it originally was not blank?
The Bavli actually asked that question. I think the Bavli says you do save it if it was originally written, then got the. The Bavli asked if it got erased. If it was originally written on, then got erased. I think the Bavli says that's Kedusha and it's saved in those circumstances. Yeah. Kisvei. What? Where? Bain Toravim Lakisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh means Ksuvim. Kisvei HaKodesh means Ksuvim. Okay? Now, says one of my sister Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon and Dabba Shum Mishum Shfus at the Rabbanon. Does not stand in front of Holy Writ. You save Holy Writ even if it means transgressing the Rabbanan. Says Mara. Now, the truth is, it's referring to somewhere else in later in Masechta Shabbos. It's a case where you have a Sefer Torah, which you open, your klutz factor, you open a Sefer Torah on the roof, and part of the scroll rolled down. Now it's dangling down in a carmelis. Right. We haven't had, I don't know if we added this cycle yet. I think it's an Erevin Gemara, not a Shabbos Gemara. Maybe it is a Shabbos Gemara. No, it's Erevin. Erevin, Sadiqvav. Yeah, it's an Erevin Gemara. See, it says in the Sadiqvav. Erevin Sadiqvav. So it's airing. So it's dangling down. It's dangling down to loud. So it's machlokas. Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon are allowed to roll back up. Rabbanan say leave it there till after Shabbos. Turn it upside down and leave it there. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to roll back up. So Lichora says on Gemara, our mission is like Rabbi Shimon. It's like Rabbanan. You just leave it there, right? So I'm not machlok Gemara must like Rabbi Shimon. Says no. Tam and they be zoyna. There, if the question be so, you just leave it there, but turn it upside down. So, but here, even Rabbanan agrees Shmatzios on the lake on that because of a fire, you save it. What's there? If just a question be soiled, so they weren't matir to Rabbanan. They said turn it upside down and leave it there. But here, if you're going to leave it there, it's going to get burnt to a crisp. So here, even Rabbanan agree allowed to save it from a fire on Shabbos. Okay? Lamin itzchol Rashin Gamliel. Who's our mission going? Let's say Chiddush like Rashin Gamliel. What does that mean? Abba got the Rabban, the Rabbi Shin Gamliel Omer. This is a new case. It's a new thing. Abba got the Shin Gamliel Omer. Abba's family too. She calls for Yevanish. Shin Gamliel says no art scrolls allowed. There's only one language you could translate the Torah into. What's that language? Greek, right? Moedu Hachash Matzino somebody in the Atleka. He could see to allow to save them from a fire. And in this context, Yushami brings on a Maisa, which in the Bavli I think is brought down detached. But here it's brought down as a proof for this principle. Maisa Rangalil Shay Aymin al Binyan Baharabais. So Maisa Rangalil standing on a structure in the Harabais and Temple Mount. The Vilo Sefer Eov. Well, it's not a riot here either. No, it's not right. It's independent. Vevilo Sevrio Kosotar, they brought him Eov written in Aramaic. Vramala Banain, he said to the builder, Yigonzu Taras Anidbach, put it in Gniza under one of the steps in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Lashita, so that you can only write Kisvei HaKodesh in Greek, not in any other language. Even Aramaic, he didn't allow. Obviously, Yonis Ben Uziel argues around Gamliel, because Yonis Ben Uziel translated Nach into Aramaic. Where Rishon Gamliel, they're going to be translated to Greek. There is? You got to find that for us. You have to find it. I don't know about it, and you have to find it. Now, as halacha, you can't read Kisvei HaKodesh Ksuvim only from Minchan above. After the drush of the Rav is over. After the drush of the Rav is over, then you're allowed to learn them because no Bittul Beis HaMikdash anymore. But nevertheless, I was showing the Darshman even before Mincha, one is allowed to learn Gemara, which pertains to Ksuvim, and Dash in the Ksuvim. And Tzorech Dover, Neitu, but if you have to check up for reference, you'll have to take one off the shelf and check it up. Dilma, and we have a Maisa, fascinating Maisa. Rabbi and Rabbi Chia and Rav Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Rabbi Chia Rava, Rabbi Rabbi Chia the Great, Rabbi Shmuel Yasi. By Yeshu, they were sitting who poached in Megillas Kinos, and they were learning Megillas Kinos Eicha Erev Tishbav Shchayus B'Shabbes and Erev Tishbav Han Shabbos Min Minchol Malav after Minchol, like this year. Rishuah Ba'al Beis Eicha, they didn't complete the whole sefer. They learned that besides the last Aleph Beis. You know, there are a whole bunch of series of Aleph Beis there, and they left except for the last one. Amr said, Lamachar should be Lamachar. Tomorrow, the Bayan Goyim also. We'll finish it tomorrow. Atishba. Im Kshoya Nifta Lebeiso, as Rebbe was walking home, Nichsha Betzbo, he stubbed his toe. The Koral Gamein is to say to himself, Rabbi Machoivim Lish Rasha, many pains befall an evil person. You are our nasi, and your suffering is for our sins. Right? Matzoch came. You'll see, Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem, the breath of our nose, the anointed of God, Nilka Bishchisoyson, he got trapped in their corruption. Because we know the Gedolim of the generation are punished for the sins of the generation. If If we would not have learned this, we should have said this. Alachas kama kama sheinu eitz kabina. Now certainly that we learned this, and it's the last albeis they learned, because they stopped at eicha dalet. They didn't learn eicha hei. So since that's the last thing they learned, so for sure it was relevant to this episode, and it must be that the Rebbe was suffering not for his own averus in this case, but for the averus of the generations. Vola beisel. Now, after we finish with the agadah part, there's halacha to be learned from this maizel. What did Rebbe do? He went home. Vinosel of svogio, she put on a dry sponge. The kashla gave mechutz and wrapped it with some string on the outside. I'm Rebbe Shor of Rebbe Yasi. We learned three things. A sponge doesn't heal, it just preserves. And that says no it's a refuah on Shabbos using sponge. And gamishu mina mucha. And also that that the string is considered to be prepared before Shabbos, even though it is specifically prepared, it's assumed that it's prepared. And the last thing which they learned is v'ein korin b'kisvei hakodesh ela min hamincha l'mala. Since they are reading it after mincha, it must be that they didn't have enough time to finish it that day. They said we have to leave one hour base till tomorrow, so it must be they weren't allowed to learn it earlier. Why would they weren't allowed to learn earlier? Because you can only start ksuvim such as eicha from after mincha. Me'ata asmar me'ata mokum sheish beis medrash I crow. It's the case of the rov is dashing. They shouldn't read it. Mokum sheish beis medrash yikro. If there's no rov in the city dashing, they should be allowed to. Should be allowed to read Kitzvei HaKodesh even before Mincha. Why are they not allowed to read Kitzvei HaKodesh even before Mincha, before Mincha in place, even where there is no Rav? So we'll find that out tomorrow.